Blog Talk Radio.
House of Harley. Talk Radio.
House of Harley Talk Radio. Oh, I can't get it out. I lost my breath. Let's go. Hey, this is Battle of the Sexes, men versus women. Hey, we started off, it was a little heated last week. And so we're going to come live. We're going to bring it to you. We're going to hash out these problems that men and women have. What's up with y'all women getting married to your damn self? Who does that? House of Harley Talk Radio. I'm down for my hitters. Let's go, brothers. You better call and represent. House of Harley Talk Radio. Let's go.
Just like soldiers tell me to put you in the dirt and have your picture on front of a t-shirt. And when I make moves, I got 100 soldiers with me, just in case the haters out there trying to get me. All my players is down to squeeze the trigger. That's why I'm down for my no limit killer. Touch the money, I'm down for my hits. What? Touch the money, I'm down for my hits. What? Touch the money, I ride for my hits. Die for my hits. Touch the money, hits. What? Touch the money, I'm down for my hits. What?
But you ain't heard, boy, I ride with my Naga. I die with my Naga. Just drive by my 45 cause I'm down with my Naga. Snoop Dogg and Bartolini. Don't shoot now, victim, just call me when you need me. Leave me, I never bite the hand that feed me. Just point the clowns out, not leave them all in the street, please. Boy, you messing with a grown man. Have it in wag you in your house and then buried you on your own land. See, the cops ain't scared to come and get me, but I don't blame them, cause they know I got a bunch of dog figures with me. Looking for trouble starting it. I'm riding solo when I'm busting and getting rid of your clique. See, you boys ain't about beef, man. But you messing with brothers that'll definitely get you eternal sleep. But if you didn't get the picture, so I ride with my shh.
And I don't hear you. Hold on. Say something.
Can you got me now?
I can hear you now, loud and clear. Yeah.
Say Harley, House of Harley Talk Radio. What is going on, man? What is really going on?
Man, we about to rip these women up. I mean, first of all, let me say we love y'all. We really do. You know, so... Don't get mad. You know, we all just trying to work out our little issues and our little problems, okay? So, you know, we're not going to go too hard on y'all ladies, but we still got some issues that we need to hash out. So I hope y'all ladies are ready. Jazz, I got Jazz on the line, and I got Mel on the line. What's going on, y'all?
Hello.
What's so y'all up? Think y'all gonna do some damage to us tonight?
Some damage.
Yes.
Whatever.
And some damage control.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And don't be light on us. Like we can't handle you guys.
Did you hear that?
I hear that. I'm ready. I'm charged up. I had a long week, so y'all know I'm on one. Mel, you all right over there? You've been quiet. Like, you've been more quiet than I've ever heard you. Like, you're never quiet.
I mean, I speak when I see a purpose. Y'all aren't saying anything, so.
Oh!
Did you hear that?
Nice one.
Oh man.
Let me cue the gangster music on that one. let me bring it back.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm back. I have a technical difficulty. But anyway, this is House of Harley Talk Radio, and we are live to you. This is January, 28th, I think? Yeah. And tonight, we're going to be coming to you. We're going to be talking about Battle of the Sexes, men versus women. I hope the women are ready. I know the fellas are ready. Even if it's just me and Ken, we ready anyway. Because men can handle more than one woman at a time. So that's how we pay.
Oh, okay.
We one for one now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back at you, yeah.
So you think.
I'm like the threesome guy on the front on the porno. But anyway. Oh.
Oh God.
What?
Mic went out.
Okay, hold on.
Come on back.
Y'all ain't never heard of the threesome guy?
The what?
The threesome guy.
The threesome guy?
Yeah, you never heard of him?
No.
He's on the porno stuff. Look, y'all.
Wait,
this
no,
industry,
I don't watch that.
Look, like, for real though, in this industry, you gotta be well versed. You gotta dibble and dab in all the areas of life. So, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a dibble and dab.
That's a dip.
Out of control.
But anyway, we're live. That's what we're talking about tonight. You want to call the show called 347-884-973. That's 347-884-9373. Also, if you want to hear some Facebook, it's at House of Harley Talk Radio. If you go in the little search option, that's for you. Go to House of Harley Talk Radio Facebook. Also, Twitter at HOH Talk. And also, House of Harley Talk Radio is sponsored by LadyMusicHughesFashion.com. That's where you can get all your latest church wear. You know, you trying to outdress the pastor's wife. You know, you go on ahead and go to LadyMusicHughesFashion.com, and you can get you one of them nice little church the hats. You know, brothers, you can get rid of that polyester suit. Get rid of that suit that got lint balls all over it, and go and get you a nice blazer. You know, I'm going to hook myself up probably when I get paid. I hadn't got paid since January 15th, so I'm a little short. But what else do we have? I also want to get something off my chest. I'm going to say this real quick. Facebook needs to come off all their rules. I be trying to do stuff for the show, and I can't set certain things up. So Facebook, y'all need to like relax, man, for real. But anyway, I'm gonna dive right into it, and I'm gonna let the ladies answer this question again.
All right.
what the hell? Like, y'all, you remember, Jazz, we was having a little conversation, and I used a word about y'all women are so directional. Y'all are so directional. So you got to the point that y'all are married. So what the hell is up with that?
That we are so directional?
Yes, I call it directional.
Basically, he's trying to say that we're all over the place. We want this one minute, we want that the next minute. Isn't that correct, Shay?
Let me describe it the way that I describe it. You didn't say it right. Okay, with like women, y'all can be like, what did I give you the other day? Okay, y'all can be driving down 77, right? And you realize you got to go back the other way. So instead of getting off the exit and going across the ramp and coming off and then going back onto the highway, instead of doing it the right way, y'all be driving down 77, and you're like, oh, I gotta go back the other way. Y'all step, press on your brake, all the cars get an accident behind you, you bust a U-turn, and you'll go back the other direction without, you know, and everybody getting in an accident, you knocking all the cars over. That's what I mean by directional. Y'all just do stuff like at the split of a second, and y'all don't care what's around you, who's getting hurt. Y'all just do it. Don't think about it. So that's what I mean by
directional. I don't know what kind of women you know.
Thank you.
I know y'all do it.
My goodness.
I get the same response every time. I get the same response. I don't know who y'all are talking to. But I guarantee
that's exactly what I told you.
Ken, mark my word. By the end of this show, Mel and Dad will give us an example of how they are directional. I guarantee.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have never, ever done that and will never, ever do anything that comes close to the foolishness you just described. So, I mean, okay.
I keep telling him me and you, Mel, must be that 1% that we don't play those games, you know?
I mean, I think adult women, and I'm not saying adult by age, I'm saying adult in mentality, that we are, for one, you know, even psychology tells you that we mature at least 7 years ahead of our counterparts, which is you. So you can use whatever word you want to use, but scientifically, our brains develop differently, and yours develop at least 7 years behind ours.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I mean, if you want to make up words to make you feel better about that fact, then have at it. But that doesn't make us directional or whatever.
Okay. Jazz, let's hear from you.
Okay, basically, piggybacking on what Mel said, with us developing way faster than you guys, I guess the only thing you can come up with is directional. Because that is not what most women are like at all. I can see some women acting a certain way, maybe playing games and stuff, but there's a lot of women out there that do not play any games. They're too old for that. I feel like I am among that 1% that do not play games.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that according to what Mel was saying, is development, is more maturity, is 7 years prior. I guess y'all must be at that minus 1%. That very, very few women
out
there.
Very,
very, very, very few, because the ones that I run into, they don't seem to know what direction they want to go. Their maturity level is near none. And
that's why you
see like,
in minus 1%.
I just say
it doesn't
minus
even
1%.
Exist. That's not even a number.
I have to put it out there. I
just
have
just,
to put it out
just,
there.
I'm just saying it's not a number, dear.
Very number.
You might as well say zero.
And
no, he said minus one.
Don't know
zero
what
exists. Minus
they
one
have
does
no
not.
Idea what they want out of life. They have no idea what they want. They change direction in 30 seconds. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. And maybe y'all can render some light on that. Because
or maybe you guys are just slow. How about that? You ever thought about that?
No, they ain't
no,
got, them,
no, they ain't got nothing to do with it. No, no. No.
Okay.
No, no.
That might want to think
not
that.
That at all. Not that at all.
Okay.
Because if that was the case, if that was the case, okay, that would just lead us into another conversation. But you have some female counterparts that they don't have no idea what they want to do. And then change direction so fast, it's like, wait a minute, I thought we were on this track. I thought we were heading this direction. Next thing you know, they turn around in the middle of the intersection and go, well, now I'm not satisfied with that. I don't want to go there. I want to go in another direction. I don't understand that. So maybe y'all can shed some light on that large number. Because maybe y'all are in there. More majority.
Okay, if you want to go ahead and show me some facts instead of what you're saying.
Okay, here it comes now. Because we wrote this down a little bit earlier because we were talking about it. Show me what the fact was.
I'll show you facts. What has the world come to? The reason why, and like I said, I love y'all, and it's not all of y'all, but why is it that out of the history of the world, a woman, not only a woman, but sadly enough, a black woman married herself.
Does what?
Married herself.
Okay,
what
I heard
the
about
hell
that.
Is up with
okay.
that?
Okay.
And it's not just
that.
One. There's a couple more. So when I say directional, I guarantee you she married herself the other day, and by next week she'll be married to somebody, to a guy, you know, and have kids by him, and then probably divorce them a year later. That's what we mean. Like, in the history
okay.
of the world.
Okay, so now let me go and say, slow. Okay, now history of the world. You want to speak about facts? Why
okay.
is it that we've had all these presidents, and they all male, and they just screw everything up, right? So we haven't had a female president yet. But, you know, all these males, all you guys want to do is just go to war and fight and this, that, and the other, and y'all can't get y'all act together. But y'all talking about us. Focus on y'allself first.
Well, with that, I mean,
okay, yeah.
I'm never going to say, this is one thing I will say. You know, I would love to see the day that America has its first female president.
Madam President.
Yeah.
Love it.
I am waiting for the day. I don't, you know, just like
didn't,
we got
didn't
our
you
first
just
black
say
person.
That only -1% of women ever make any sense, so why you want him to be the president? See?
Yeah. Well,
I didn't say that.
Directional.
-1% doesn't exist, so that I just sound, feel ridiculous even saying that, but... And I am actually legitimately hoarse right now. Usually I just sound hoarse, but I'm actually legitimately hoarse now.
Okay.
So just so y'all know.
It's your 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yes, your 9 o'clock, yeah. Yeah. House of Harley, talk radio.
So, hey, we're going to go ahead. We got some callers sitting here. We're going to just bring them in because I don't want them sitting there. The phone lines are, like, lighting up. So
oh, my God, yeah.
You know,
oh, man.
You know,
wow.
We ain't got to be some women.
So
the
I hope this,
brothers on the
I hope this brother, I'm going to bring in a 253 Eric. I don't know what that is. Is that Texas?
I don't know.
But we're going to bring him in. He's 253 Eric. So this is House of Harley Talk Radio live on air. You got a 253 Eric. House of Harley Talk Radio. This must be a sister. 253 Eric.
It's got to be a sister, really.
Yeah.
I could be a deep boy.
253 area code. What's a 253 area? You about to make me Google what a 253 area code is. 253.
Google it.
Area code. My mic all messing up. 253. That's Washington State. Ooh, Lord.
Lord.
Hey. Can you speak up 253 area code? You press one. Okay, I'm going to move on. I'm going to bring somebody else. Your prefix is 363 House of Harley Talk Radio. You're live on air.
Hey there.
Hi.
This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Man,
yes.
Where you been?
I've been listening to some of this stuff. And first of all, I want to say part of the problem is it sounds like instead of listening, there's a lot of talking over the men when we're trying to give our point. That's part of the problem. Women don't effectively listen. What we're saying, instead of listening to what we're saying and thinking about what maybe they have a point, women automatically get defensive, and they also see what they want to see. Men are very black and white. Women see gray in everything. I gave an example to my friend. I could tell her, well, I decided on my birthday I want to go hang out with my buddy. Instead of her taking that as what I said, she'll take it like, so you're saying, in other words, you don't want to spend time with me for your birthday? That's not what I said. But women will twist it and look at it a totally different way than what you're saying, and that's part of what the problem is. I just want to say one more thing as well before y'all start tearing into me, because I'm not just going to submit to all the nonsense that's being said. But you say that maybe we're slow. If you guys haven't become president yet, maybe you guys are slow, because evidently you don't know what it takes to become president. So how is that our fault?
I think we do know. No, excuse me.
There we go,
I think
talking
we
over
do
people
know.
Again. There we go.
Yeah, you heard it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we do know what it takes to be president, and I don't think this world would be as screwed up as it is if we were president. So no, don't give me that. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. If y'all knew, y'all would have won. Hillary would have beat Obama. So that's not true. If you knew what it took, y'all would have beat Obama, and she would have been president, period. She could have been okay.
You think Hillary will win this time?
Oh, I know she'll win this time. And I'm with y'all. I want a woman president, because I do believe that maybe we need a woman to look at things in a different way. But that don't mean that just because we may not have as many wars, that don't mean that because we have less wars that we're going to necessarily be better off, because Congress is going to come against a woman similar to how they came against Obama. The only difference is she's not black, so they're not going to be as hard on her. And plus, she was in the White House with Clinton, so she's not going to have to go through what Obama went through. But the other thing I want to say is this, and don't get me wrong, I love my black sisters, I love women, but at the same time, I don't like bashing. I don't like men bashing. I don't like women bashing. I don't want nobody trying to put them.
Dude, you came on the phone and you bash women from the time you get on the phone.
I did not. No,
please.
No,
please.
That's all you go talking over people. No respect. No respect.
And not only that, you're talking out of your neck.
No, I'm not. I'm talking knowledge.
Yes, you are.
I know, young buck. I'm talking knowledge. The other thing is, why is it that since you guys are so smart, and this is, I'm not just saying it's women's problem, but women are the main ones that have to deal with the issue. If women are so smart and so mature, 7 years more mature, why are there so many single-parent women when you know when you have unprotected sex, you're going to be the one stuck with the baby 9 times out of 10? So if we want to be real, let's be real. We know that a man should use protection, but in the end, a woman should be a little bit more careful because she knows she's stuck with that baby. So
now, when did this become an all-woman problem? When did this become
all-women
do this?
I didn't say it was. I'm just saying, you talking about how smart y'all are.
You're making it seem as if it's the majority. Making it seem as a majority. That's one. Two, the other issue I have is that, okay, now, what do they say mainly? This is a man's world. Women ain't about war, okay? Because we're more emotional beings. So we're not all about that war and stuff like that. You guys want to draw guns and y'all want to go ahead and chop something up. Talking out your neck. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, now, y'all want to slash tires. What's the difference? Y'all want to break windows and slash tires. So
let's see this. Let's answer what the lady asked. She said that we just want to go in there, beat things down, don't use basically any common sense. Ladies are more emotional. They're not as direct. They take the time to kind of turn it over, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. but most of the atrocities in the world were not always caused by men.
Mm-hmm.
It was caused by situations in which they made bad decisions because the woman that was behind them hardened their heart, didn't say the right things, promoted it like, you know, you need to tighten that up, you need to do it another way, et cetera, and then caused them to change his mind. So I think, you know, really, I mean, is that the way it's supposed to be? You're supposed to come to you for advice and then all of a sudden just change the game on it? When you know
do you
want to
go back? Do you want to go back to biblical times? All this war, was it really us women? Do you really want to go there?
Did you say biblical? I know you didn't say that with Eve. I know we didn't say that with Eve and what she did. I know you didn't say that.
Oh, I said biblical.
You took it back to Eve.
I thought she said biblical. My bad. Okay.
She took it back to the garden.
I thought she said biblical.
We started at the beginning.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as wars. Who started the wars?
Now, Dad, hold up now. The wars that we've been in, we've supported other countries. We didn't start the wars, but we had to come in to fix it. We don't start most wars. Most of the time, we're trying to help other countries.
I'll back up what he's saying. Like, I see where both of y'all are coming from. Now, check this out. Don't say that it's just men that start wars, because guess what? These men are influenced by their woman that they're sleeping with in the bed. So, somebody, you remember, what was that R. Kelly, Jay-Z thing?
Okay, hold on a sec. You said, okay, so we influence you guys. So, it's almost kind of like saying, you made me beat you, kind of issue.
No, it says that we respect you. We listen to our women. That's what it says. The other thing is there are women in Congress. In order to go to war, Congress has to agree for us to go to war. So that means women in Congress as well as men vote for us to go to war. The president can't go to war by himself. I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
You are.
Can Barack go to? Can he go
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I'm wrong. Obama can't. He can't go to war by himself. He has to have Congress to back him. You know.
Okay.
So yeah, I agree.
But I mean, yes, we have a lot of problems. Men are not doing a great job. I agree with that. I want Hillary to win, but I just think it's too much. It's too much. You know. Beating down the brothers, you know, we need to lift them up, not beat them down.
Okay, so
nowadays, I think.
All right, guys. So, Anthony, hold on for a second. We got other callers, and I'm gonna go ahead and bring them in because I mean, I don't know if you said something, but the phone line is lit up.
I'm about to get kicked out. I'm about to get kicked out. Go ahead.
We gonna start just bringing folks in. It's all good. Just
Empire
stay on the line.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's try this 253. Area code 253, you're live on House of Early Talk Radio. Are you there? No. That's you. That gotta be a sister. House of Harley Talk Radio live on air. Your first three numbers is 467. You're live on air, 467, House of Harley Talk Radio. You may not know your own number. House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. 467. I'm going to come back to you. Area code 229, you're live on House of Harley Talk Radio. You there?
What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm chilling, man.
Good. How you doing? What's your name?
I'm Reese from Georgia.
Okay, Reese. What's your take? What you got to say about this subject?
Well, first of all, I've been listening for a couple minutes. And, I mean, people like... Like, it's not men or women that go to war. I mean, you know, situations push societies in the war, whether it be cultural differences or wars over resources. Like, that's the only reason we have wars is because there's a cultural difference, meaning generally religious wars or wars over resources. It's your tribe is moving into our land.
Okay.
That's what the Iraq War was about.
Yeah. And as far as the topic at hand, the men versus women, I don't know what you guys are really talking about yet.
We're kind of like debating men and women issues. Is there like something on your mind that, you know, you have a problem with women or with our own, with men, you know, when it comes to relationships or, you know, how we can we communicate with each other?
I guess I'll try to start with the men. And the men, we don't work together. You know what I'm saying? It's like, to me, the women are in the state they're in because we're in the state that we're in, right? And I'm specifically talking about the black male, because, you know, it's like, and a lot of it stems from slavery that kind of echoes today, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not sitting here claiming that, oh, like the white man is holding us down or anything, but we've, black men, over time have just been put in such a terrible situation that our women have lost respect for us.
You said have been put in such a terrible situation. That sounds like a victim to me. Please explain that.
Our people in general were victims, you know, slavery. But the black male got the worst of it.
You know what? I couldn't get with that whole yelling about the male, female, because I just think that that's just foolish. But to what you're saying, I feel like, and you guys know my philosophy, I feel like as people, we don't know our power. As people, our God-given power that nobody can take from us. So to continue to perpetuate this whole I'm black, so I have a disadvantage thing, to me, I think it needs to change. Granted, there are people who want to see black people fail. There are people who will target you because you are black. But just because someone else wants you to fail doesn't mean that you must fail. There are plenty of black people in this world who are doing amazing things.
Yeah, but the issue is, it's not that just some people don't want to see you succeed. It's people that's in power that don't want to see you succeed. So it's a difference.
Well, to me, I don't see it that way. I just see things totally differently. I don't see any person on this earth having power over me. There was a time that I did, and I do feel like a lot of people who have titles that we actually, quote-unquote, give leverage to, they actually do abuse their given power or whatever you want to say. And absolutely, we have lawmakers and law enforcers. We have people that sit up on Capitol Hill. We have folks who, they definitely would like to see black men, black people, brown people, minorities, anybody actually do bad, because in their mind, somebody has to do bad in order for them to do good. But I just feel like we have to, in spite of what it looks like, let that go. I believe that at that point, once we let that mindset go, then we as a people can finally collect our power and rise. And that's just my view. It could be wrong, but...
But to think that black people aren't at a disadvantage is, like, to me, very naive.
It's not naive. I once thought we were at a disadvantage as well. And I noticed that the fact that I thought black people were disadvantaged and me being a black person kept me at a disadvantage. When I let that mindset go, my life changed. And I don't,
yeah,
I don't put my power in the hands of man. I guess that's the difference.
Like,
we're seeing it differently.
But to me, I've tried to stamp out the confirmation bias, right? It's you feel like people can make it because you've made it, right?
Absolutely.
But sadly to say, it seems like it makes logical sense, but in the system that we operate in, with capitalism, more people have to do bad than do well.
People don't do bad? There are actually white people in this country in poverty than black people.
Yes,
so
because there's more
white people
in the country. Yeah, exactly.
But that goes to show that because there are white people who are doing bad just as black people are, that obviously we're not as much of a disadvantage as we think.
From a personal perspective, it's like, okay, you personally, you can work hard and you can try and change your situation. But the problem is, what if everybody did that, right? So this isn't a solution for everybody, because what's going to happen is there aren't enough sticks to go around at the end of the day.
Only
people can be successful.
That's not true.
And I agree.
That is true.
Society wasn't built for everybody to be successful. If that's the case, they would not have a problem raising the minimum wage. What the brother's saying is really true. The rich people, if you look at how much, okay, there's a lot of white people in poverty, yes. But how many millionaire blacks do we have? How many billionaire blacks do we have compared to whites? Nowhere close. So you can't say that we're not at a disadvantage. And the other problem is we've been raised by generations in poverty with a mindset of poverty and a mindset
Let me stop you. You said the word. The only word that matters in anything either one of you have said. The word you have said is mindset. That's the one thing that... Hold on. That's the one thing that nobody can control.
I gotta stop my talk because you want to interrupt.
That's the one thing that nobody can control is your mindset. So if you choose to believe that you're disadvantaged, that's all you'll ever be.
But it's not that easy.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody's different.
Yeah, and I'm agreeing with you on a personal level that personally, in the system as it is today, yes, you can succeed. I mean, I'm a black man that's succeeding, but I don't bring the confirmation bias that everybody else can do it too.
And that's where we disagree. Do you know anybody who has ever been homeless for an extended period of time, and then they have turned their situation around and become extremely wealthy?
No.
Have you ever heard any stories
Tyler
like that?
Perry.
Have you ever read?
But right now you're speaking of the anomaly cases, the outliers.
No, what I'm
you know
asking
what
is that's a yes or no question.
Well, yes, there exist outliers.
Okay, so what's the difference in that person who was homeless, alone, had nothing, and they were able to change their mindset and change their situation to become extremely wealthy and happy and have everything that they actually really wanted in life? What's the difference in that person and every other person in the world?
It could be religion. It could be luck. It could be a lot of things. Everybody is different. Everybody has a different mindset, a different upbringing. They have different things they've been through. A person that may have be homeless might have been raped and assaulted, and you know, you never know what a person is going through. They might have mental illness. But the bottom line is, you can't just generalize and say everybody should pull themselves up and be successful because everybody's capable of doing it. Everybody
not
is not
I'm
necessarily
saying,
capable
okay.
of doing it.
That's not what it sounds like.
You're saying like everybody.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah. Because
stop whining. Everybody stop whining and just make money, and everybody can live the same way. I don't. Think
I didn't say
true.
That. I didn't. Please. Well,
because,
not, please don't put words in my mouth.
That's what it sounds like. But
you said, quote, what it sounds like. Forget,
that's what
quote,
it
what it
like.
Sounds like. If you want to repeat what I said, then that's fine. But don't change my word and then
I didn't change the word. I said
that's
what
not
it sounds
what I
like.
You did.
Okay.
You did.
Hold on, guys. We're going to keep that thought in mind. We're going to keep that in mind. We're going to bring in other callers. And so we can keep it going. House of Harley Talk Radio live on air. Your number starts with 220. Yeah, this is House of Harley. You're live on air. Mr. Clark, you there? Okay, we'll come back to you. You ain't ready. You talking all that junk to the ladies. You ain't ready. Let me go with somebody else. Your last four is 2356. You're live on air.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Stephanie from Columbia, South Carolina. I wanted to talk about what the other gentlemen were talking about being disadvantaged. And it's all about mental toughness. If you are not mentally tough, if you're not built for it, then of course you're going to have a doom and gloom outlook on life. My daughter was born with a disability. I worked for a law firm when I was in my 30s. I got pregnant in my mid-30s. My daughter was born with a neurological disability that left her delayed. And along the line, eventually, after 14 years, she passed away. During those 14 years, while I was working at the law firm, I had to quit my job. I went on welfare. I was in the process of losing my car, my home. I just really never thought that I would end up in that predicament. But in that whole mindset, I never was negative about it.
Thank
you. I took it right at the time, and I had to regroup and learn how to adapt and to adjust where I was at the moment and then move on. At never one time did I ever have a woe is me attitude that the white man hated me, that I had to go on welfare. I used welfare. And even though I worked at a law firm, I lied to the lawyers that I worked to. They asked me, was I getting child support? And, of course, I told them yes, because I did not want them to know that I wasn't getting child support, and I had to go on welfare for about a year and a half. And so what I did was, instead of crying about it, I went and I did something about it. I didn't bitch about it. Excuse me. I was about it. I didn't cry. I didn't whine. I moved on. I went back to college. I changed my career while my daughter was ill. I went back to college. I became an educator. I worked with children. And then at night, I scrubbed toilets. I did that for 10 years until my daughter passed away. And eventually, I moved on. I started doing children's books. I started illustrating. I started making a new life for myself. In that process, in between those, I've always had people that said, I'll never make it. I'll never be anything. Everyone assumed because I was scrubbing toilets that my life was over. But they didn't know I was making more money than most school teachers were because I was working for the government. I never told anybody my business. I just kept it moving. So you have to have a mental toughness that I can do anything I want. I'm not going to let anybody stop me from getting where I want to be. I am 51 years old. I've never been married. I've met the man of my life. When he met me, he said that he could not believe how strong I was. And I'm about to get married for the first time when I've had dated men that said I wasn't good enough, I didn't make enough money, But in the meantime, I had a home that I kept. I never lost my home. It never got repossessed. It never went to foreclosure. I never lost my car. It never got repossessed. I just kept it moving. And my daughter was the happiest girl in the world until she passed away. So I just get so upset when people talk about, I can't make it. Everything is against me. The odds are against me. You're underestimating yourself. Stop it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
That is
a beautiful story.
Yes.
First of all, I want to give you my condolences about your daughter. I'm sure that's a tough situation. It's definitely probably the hardest loss a parent could ever person can go through. Probably even worse than losing a parent. But I'm gonna make this as short as possible. I didn't have a father my whole life. My mother died when I was 12 years old. I was in foster care before that. So by the time I was 16, I was in Job Corps, got my GED, had twins at 19 years old who died premature. They were born and they died. My favorite aunt died 2 months after that. Then I was married, went in the military, was married for 2.5 years. My wife died. Then just recently, my aunt that raised me after my mom died, she just died a few years ago. I've had grandparents die, cousins die. I've been divorced. Like I said, I lost a wife. I was raised in the hood. I was on food stamps, my whole family. I was in the military, got injured in the military, got out disabled.
Okay, we get that part.
Did you interrupt her? Why are you cutting me off? That's so disrespectful.
No, because we get it. We have other callers. Can you just give us what your point is?
If you let me finish talking, why are you so disrespectful? You just mad at me or you
okay.
mad?
Okay. Okay, well, actually I'm not, but
this.
I was...
Okay,
well,
you're being disrespectful.
Can you
let me finish? Because you haven't been doing this to nobody else. What I'm trying to say is everybody has a story and a background, and I've had a rough life myself, and I'm living pretty well now. But everybody goes through situations differently, and I used to look at it like, yeah, white people hold us down, and friends I grew up with that was in and out of jail, I didn't have sympathy for them because I'm like, you grew up the same way I grew up in the same hood, but I made a different choice. Just because I can make a different choice doesn't mean everybody's going to have that same thinking and that same strength. Everybody doesn't have the same strength that I had or that you had by losing your daughter and going through what you went through. So it's not fair to say I can't stand when people say this and feel this way. Everybody has their own feelings, their own thoughts, their own life experiences, and that's what makes us individuals. You know, it's not just why some people kill themselves because they can't handle certain stress. I don't think God wants us to put each other down because people don't react the way we're supposed, the way we think they should react. Everybody's individuals, period. So you can't judge everybody based on you.
And with that being said, Anthony, in reference to what you said, that was some very valid points based on this young lady. Stephanie, are you still there?
I
have to commend you on what you said because, and I think we can all vouch for this, it's the mental toughness that all of us have had to go through, the things that we've had to endure, you know, to where we are right now, you know, upstanding, doing what we need to do about the business of our kids and our families, et cetera, and having these types of relationships and having this kind of dialogue. I think that what you went through isn't a prime example of what others have gone through and just haven't talked about it. So I have to commend you for saying that because what that does is just gave you the mental edge that you need to be where you are right now. And so with that being said, I have to give you a thumbs up on that. I really do because that took a lot of courage in what we have. And everyone that we've talked to, everyone that we've interviewed has had a certain amount of courage that has led them to where they are. And you didn't stop. You didn't lay down to it. You kept going. And so that's why you are in the successful realm that you have. The loss, I'm sure, is just awful. Just kind of, it beats you. It beats you up mentally. It beats you up in your heart. But I got to commend you for that. So thank you for sharing that with us. I really do appreciate that.
And with your story, and I'm sorry, was your name Stephanie?
Stephanie, yes.
Okay, Stephanie, your story just really touched me because I'm a very spiritual person. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm spiritual. And I really, really, really believe to the core of me
that it's the decisions that we make that frame what happens with us. We can take on this mentality of feeling or being, because you were, I mean, if anybody was set to fail, dear, it was you, you know. And had you decided to accept that, I guess, frame of mind that humans have decided that statistically you shouldn't make it, then that's what you would have done. But to me, ultimately, you make the choice to change your circumstance. Now, does it happen overnight? Of course not. You went through so much, but you never let any of those things stop you. And like you said, you never sat back and said, well, the system was set up so I could do da-da-da. And don't get me wrong, the other gentleman that's on the phone, the guy from Georgia, I read, I think, more than probably everybody on this phone. I get that there is a system set up. I get the reason that it's set up. I get the fact that jail systems are publicly traded now, and they need people in the jails, and they make laws so that people can fill these jails so that they can make more. And so I get that there is a system at play. But what I do not do is I don't give into the fact that the system exists. I choose to put my focus on the positive things, and I choose to put my focus on the things that I actually want to happen in my life. I just prayed with the homeless guy at lunch today. There's a homeless guy on the street, and granted, I could give him $5, or I could try and give him some knowledge to give him a way to release himself mentally so that he could change his circumstance, because I can't do that for him. And I do believe that every person that is living and breathing has the capability to do that. There's no way I believe that God gave one person the capability to not live on the street and not give it to another. When there are some of the most successful people in the world, either didn't have parents, were raped, abused, molested, you name it, but they made the choice to change their outcome, and they created the lives that they wanted. And that was where my point was coming from. I just wanted to
and that's what you have to
clarify.
You have to have a vision, and the whole time living in horrible conditions, being in a verbally abusive relationship. And I just closed my eyes and created a vision of where I wanted to be. And right now I just stayed in front of my house with my fiance, from where I never had heat. I stayed in the house, we didn't have heat, to now I'm in a four-bedroom house. So with the man I'm going to marry, that he treats me like a queen. Because I had to start treating myself like a queen. But I just want to say, on Facebook, I did a children's book, and my last name is spelled G-I-U-E-S. My first name is Stephanie. If you hit me up on Facebook, I'll be more than happy to share my story with you guys. I'm giving back to the foundation that she passed away from. And I'm just doing a lot of work to try and encourage young people and to just really encourage them to, like you said, have a vision and move forward. Because there is a system out here that can kill us, but just like anything, how do you get over a roadblock and go around it?
Right. And Stephanie, you know, and we would definitely love to have you on the show so you could talk more about your book and what you've gone through, because I know your story personally, so you know we would love to have you on, have you as a featured guest as well. So you know, yeah, definitely. We've been talking about that for the longest. So, but Stephanie, real quick, what do you think about the lady that married herself?
Oh God!
Oh crap! you know what? I don't judge her. I think what it is, at 40, she's defeated. I think she talked about there's no good men out there. But what she has to do is she has to position herself with a man to look for her. And to make a long story short, I used to be in her predicament. I had given up dating. I had given it up. And what happened was my fiance inquired about me at work. He came looking for me. And what she needs to do is she needs to have a vision. She needs to write it down. And what I did was I was in front of my apartment. Someone babysat for me to give me time off because my daughter was disabled. I was tired. I was working two jobs, and I was exhausted. And the babysitter said, just Stephanie, just let me have it for the weekend. And I pulled up to my apartment at the time, and I refused to get out of my car because I was so lonely. And my girlfriend from Atlanta called me, and the phone was sitting on the passenger side of the thing. I picked it up, and I told her I just cannot go in that apartment. And I was too lonely. He said, write it down, Stephanie. Write, tell God what kind of man you are. And the first thing on the list, I said, a kind man. I didn't say rich. I didn't say this. I said kind. And a couple of months later, my Boaz found me. And he was inquiring about me. So that's what she needs to do. She needs to write it down. And she needs to, I don't mean wait on a man. Go out and live your life. And that's what I was doing. I was living my life. I was going back to school. I was learning the language. I didn't have that one with me. See, I was marrying herself. I don't want to judge her, but she went about it all wrong.
Hey, Stephanie. See, the thing I'm trying to figure out how this all worked. Like, you know, when she, like, you know, lay in the bed, like, does she hold herself? Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out, y'all. Like, seriously,
you know what, guys?
How does that work? You
know what I think? I think that her marrying herself, it was just a big party. You might as well have said it was just a big party that she threw for herself, and it was a publicity stunt because now she's recognized for doing this thing that no one has ever heard of. It was just a big party and a big ploy. That's all.
Jazz, guess what, though? She done started something because guess what? All these women going to be walking around, well, if I can't find a man, I'm going to marry myself, too. So what they going to do? They're going to get their marriage license.
A whole bunch of women are going to turn around, and it's going to be a big, like you said, it's going to dominoes effect. And I think it's just going to be a big party for everybody. Everybody's like, well, I can't find a man, and I just want to have a party.
Ladies, I gotta ask this lady, and this is for the ladies. This is for the ladies. When she made that statement, and I'll have to go to the mental side of that, was she saying to herself, listen, I just cannot find someone, and ladies, tell me, I cannot find someone that's compatible to me. I'm happy with me. I'm happy with who I am. I'm going to romance myself. Is that what she was really trying to say? Is that the subliminal message? I'm happy with me. I don't want anybody else. I just want to romance myself. Is that what she was trying to convey out of that whole thing?
I think that's what she was doing, but I think she took it to a next level because that's what I did with myself. I started to get to know my value and my worth, and I did romance myself because my fiance said, I'm spoiled rotten, which I did. I spoiled myself rotten. I said, if I can't find a man that's compatible or someone that likes me or who can reciprocate the feelings, then I'll just go ahead and I'll just love on myself. And that's what I did. But I never thought about having a whole shebang or wedding gown, flowers, all that
stuff. Right, right, right.
You know, she had to make a guest list, y'all. Like, she actually went through to make a guest list, man. Like, she's like, I'm going to invite my mama, my daddy, my sister, and my brother, and we're going to come down, and I'm going to have a ring bearer to bring me two rings. I'm going to put one ring on my left ring finger, and I'm going to put a ring on my right finger, and I'm going to hold and I'm going to kiss myself.
She jumped across the east side of the aisle.
Some women I find now, and I'm not knocking women or anything, they're a little desperate. They're a little desperate, and they're learning to their own understanding, and they're getting married to get married. They're running on the time clock, and then they find that the man is not living up to what they're marrying men that are not ready to be married, and they're not men yet. You know, I hear so many women like, well, he don't work. He don't want to work. I make more money than he does. Well, he's reaching off of me. But you knew that when you married him. So why are you complaining about it? Women need to their own understanding. Stop caving into their emotions. Just like I wrote, and walk by faith. And that's what I did. I knew I was a mom, and somebody was going to find me eventually. You know? So that's how I took it. And the men that I did meet, if they didn't want me or if they didn't like the fact that I didn't have enough education, if I wasn't making 6 figures, they'll pay this couple off, leave me alone. You're blocking my vision to the man that's supposed to find me. And a lot of men did not like that attitude I took. They didn't like that when I told them, don't call me anymore then. Don't call me. You're not doing me any favors. Don't call me anymore. And a lot of them, they were very upset about that.
Yeah, and Stephanie, we want to thank you for that. We're going to put you on hold. If you can stay on and keep listening, I'll bring you back on if you're still there. I'm going to bring on another caller. All I know is I wish I could have been a fly on the wall or a ninja up in the rafters so I could throw a snowball at her when she said, I do. She said, y'all, she said, I do. I do, I do. I can imagine her in the kitchen, right? Like talking to herself about her day. Honey, how was your day?
Well, my day was fine.
It's not even like that.
Honey, I love you.
I
love you. I love you more. No, how really? Was it a really bad day? She's bouncing around all over herself. And okay.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, we talk about this all day. Clark, you're live on air.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
What's going on, Merle? What's up, man?
What's going on? I've been waiting all day to go head-to-head with Mel on this male and female.
Better crack your neck.
But actually, I have to agree with her. And that hurts me to my heart.
You owe me some fried fish, fried chicken. You owe me a lot of stuff right now for saying that. You hurt my feelings.
You know what? First of all, I can't even believe I'm saying that. But no, I want to get to the point of when you say the mentality. We as a black people don't even realize we put a black man in the White House. We did that. We don't realize our own power, like you said, because everybody was against Barack going into the White House, but we put him in there. So if we harness that power and go in the right direction, there's nothing we can do. You know, and on top of that, the gentleman from Georgia, I've been sitting here just chomping at the bit because we have to change our mentality as black people, because we make some of the worst decisions, put ourselves in situations. We can't sit here and say the black or the white man holding us down and this, that, and the other, but we can't say that because we make bad decisions and we put ourselves in predicaments where we end up in jail or we end up losing everything. I was homeless. My wife was homeless. We have both since become business owners. You have to change your mentality. You have to change your plan of action. You have to attack this thing from the inside. You know, I look at myself personally. This is my fourth marriage. After three marriages, I had to say, okay, what's the common denominator in these failed marriages? It's me. I had to look at me and see what I did wrong. So once I did that, my next marriage, I said, I'm not doing those things that I did wrong before. Now, I'm not perfect. But I still had to check myself. I had to do a self-evaluation. And I think that's where we miss the mark a lot of times, is just self-evaluation and trying to turn around the things that we are doing wrong and the decisions that we're making that are wrong, and just get rid of the crab mentality and lift each other up instead of playing the woe is me game. I can't do that.
And I got to say that, Merle, I got to give you credit for that. You said it was a self-check. Hey, man, maybe it's not the people that I'm dealing with. Maybe it's me. And see, that's a self-evaluation process that I believe all men need to go through in order for them to understand the relationships they are in so they can understand their ladies better. They can understand their counterpart, their better half.
Exactly.
So that we can survive these situations that we encounter together, because men need to check themselves. We got issues, We all have issues, but men have to check themselves. And I like what you said about that. It speaks volume of your character, man. And that's just, you know, pivotal who you are, because I know you. We've had a lot of conversations. And that's right. The one thing that I admire, that, you know, men stand up for their responsibilities. Just stand up. Stop laying down to every situation that comes up. You got to understand where President Obama is. You got to understand his mental stamina. For him to be there and to say what he has said and done what he has done, it speaks volume of his character, but he did not stop. He did not stop for the status quo. He got it better. So, man, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
And Mario, I must say that you're a lot smarter than I used to give you credit for. That's all.
Lord.
Wow.
I got cracked on you a little bit. You know, after like two marriages, I've been like, I would have married myself. But I don't think I want to ever reach four.
But you know, I appreciate his candor, because lot of people that says something about where he's at mentally, because he's able to be honest about it. A lot of people find it hard to be honest about where they truly are in life, and I so appreciate his candor.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for that.
Yeah, straight up. That's real, because it's like, I think men and women, like, the reason why we get into these relationships is that you're right. We don't, you know, find out who we truly are, what our problems are individually, and that's why we have a lot of problems in relationships. Like, you got some people that go from relationship to another serious relationship by within a week, you know, and they keep. I'm like, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to rush anything. Like, I'm not trying to get myself to the point where, you know, I'm getting married right after my divorce. I probably would be divorced again, you know, and that's why it's important to take that time to find out who you are. And, you know, as long as I've been single, I'm really starting to find out who I really am and what I really want in a woman. And I'm not going to deviate from those things that I need in a woman. You know, I go for my needs versus my wants. I want, you know, a woman with big booty. But I need, my dad always tells me, stop going for the 10s, go for the 2s. I'm like, dude. I was like, my mama ain't no 2. I was like, what we'll go for?
Exactly.
Two for? You know what I'm saying?
Your mama is not a 2, boo.
Exactly. She's like a 20, you know.
Exactly.
When,
yeah,
when I'm out with my mama, they think that's my girlfriend. You know, so I don't know what my dad talked about. But anyway.
Hey, Shay.
Yeah.
I just want to make another real quick point. Personally, this is just my opinion. I don't feel that men are ready to be married before the age of 30, because we got too much streets. We got, trying to find out who we are, hanging with your boys and drinking in the clubs and doing this, that, and the other. I mean, that's just from my experience of talking to people who have gotten married early and the marriages have failed because they're not ready to let go of the street. They're not ready to let go of the single life. They see the one girl that they want, but they want to get her and put her on hold while they out doing their thing and then come back to them later. And it don't work that way. And as far as Miss Stephanie goes, Miss Stephanie, the reason that you are where you are right now is because the good book said, a man that findeth a wife, you stop looking and he found you. So that's why you are where you are right now, because you stopped looking for him. And I congratulate you, and I hope you have a long marriage.
Ooh, Lord, whenever that happens.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah, I agree with you. That's definitely amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is an amazing story. It's a beautiful story, and it's an amazing story. It touches you in a whole lot of places. But the thing is that, just like you said, Merle, that brothers out there, they marry young, and they don't let go. But then you got some older dudes out there, too, that are doing the same thing they're doing before they were 30. Yeah, they were doing that. You're just doing crazy stuff now in their 40s and 50s that they should have gotten out when they were 18. You know what I mean? But that, my father used to always say, you know, young fools make old fools real quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And just because it's going to come to some realizations there. And, you know, it's just the way it is. And that's why we're having the problems that we're having. That's why it's always going to be men versus women. Because men are territorial, women are territorial, and that's, and it should be, and that's just right. You know, it's just the way it is. It's the way we're built differently. But in order for us to come to terms with one another, we just got to come to terms. You know, and I think from the brother standpoint, we just need to take care of our women, man. Stop playing. Take care of them, man. Take care of what they are and what they are to us. If they mean something, take care of them. Be real with them. First of all, be real with them. You know, don't have to lie. You don't have to make it up. Just be straight. I come straight from the gun. So I just say, hey, this is the way it is with me. You know, and some can accept it, some can't. And that's just the way we are. But, you know, it is what it is. But if you're just straight up, they'll accept that. You know, I got this going on. I'm trying to do this. Put time frames on yourself. I need to straighten some things out first before we get down with this. And more than likely, and you know, they'll say, yeah, you know, handle that. You know, because the finished product is coming back, you know, you've already straightened out those situations. You don't have no problems anymore. Both of us can go forward.
So when you say take care, when you say take care of your woman, like, should that be symbiotic? Should that be like a typical relation-like type deal? Should it just be the man take care of the woman? Or should the woman take care of the man, too?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course. I mean, he's coming correct. She should, too. You know?
Absolutely.
He's putting his best foot forward. She should put her best foot forward. You know? And when you say those vows, in front of God, you're saying, I want you, and I just only want you. You know, because there's not three or four people lined up behind him saying, you know, we're all accepting this. It's you and her. And if you put your best foot forward and say, I want just this relationship, and I want what we have to grow together, I think that'll solve a lot of the problems. I think that really would, if men would just be men. Because you got some men out there who are boys. You know, they don't want to stand up to their responsibilities. They just, you know, want to just go about it the way they feel they need to go about it, and that's not how a relationship works. Takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two.
About maybe play the song, Ken.
Play it, man.
So, all right. We're going to try to bring on another caller here. Thank you, Mr. Clark. I got you on hold if you want to come back on. House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. Your last four is 0087.
Say, I'm just listening tonight. I'm just listening. I didn't want to do any talking.
Who's this?
This is Shantae.
Oh, No, I got to bring you out. Because how you all call here talking about you just want to listen and you was talking all that junk?
I'm just listening tonight. I'm taking it all in and making sure that I, you know, the next time I get around and I get an opportunity to be a wife again and all that great thing, you know, I want to make sure I am being that great woman that I already know I am. But no, seriously, I think that everybody has some great comments. I really especially like the mindset conversation as far as talking about the mindset and knowing that you have to make sure that you know that you are capable and able to turn yourself around and situations around. Positive, negative situations can become positive situations. I also believe that men need a woman. I'll stick with that and say that we as women are you all's power source. We fuel you. We pray for you all. And we also tell you all often where to go. And as far as Anthony, I saw last week he was talking some trash, talking about the last two ladies had comments were very aggressive and all this other stuff.
Uh-oh.
Look, man, I was...
Do I have to make his mic laugh?
I don't even want to hear his comments. But no, seriously, I don't have anything against Anthony. But seriously, I was all about supporting
the man. They really love you, Anthony.
But you have to make sure that you all know when we were talking about balance, this was last week when we were talking about balance, you all don't know how to, you all go all hard, but you don't know how to balance and have a true life and really know how to live and enjoy your wife, your girlfriend, whatever it is. And so that was one of the things I wanted to bring up. But other than that, I didn't want to talk today.
So, Shante, you're not going to marry yourself, right?
Well, Boo, you said a mouthful. I like it.
No, I'm not going to marry myself. Definitely not.
You're not going to make yourself the oatmeal, you know, and then make, like, you know, two wine glasses, candlelight, and sit, you know, have an empty chair in front of you.
I might take me a destination wedding, though, and just take some time for myself, but I'm not going to marry myself, no. I love myself, but I don't even know if I can put up with myself sometimes, you know, so I'd rather have somebody put me in my place. All right, y'all, take me off.
Thank you, Shantae.
Bye, Shantae.
All right, bye.
Shantae. Anyway, we got another caller. Some people want to listen. And like I said, when you want to listen on the show, some people want to talk, but they don't realize you got to press 1. If you want to talk, you got to call the number and press 1. That's the only way that I know that you want to speak to us. So, numbers lined up. So, we got another caller. I don't know if you want to hold or listen or talk or what. So, I'm going to bring you out anyway. House of Harley Talk Radio, you're live on air. And your number... Your number. Did I just bring you? No. Okay. But anyway, we're going to keep going. So, just want to do a little station identification. This is House of Harley Talk Radio. If you want to call us, you call 347-884-9373. If you want to hit us up on Facebook, it's House of Harley Talk Radio. On Facebook, our show is broadcasted on Blog Talk Radio. If you just go to blogtalkradio.com and type in House of Harley Talk Radio, it should come right up. My big head with shades on, and you know, that's all good. You know, real quick, and I gotta do it while I'm live on air. I gotta give a shout out to the Garden Straight Adult Activity Center, House of Harley Talk Radio. We were the host for Neo Soul Night. It was a beautiful night. Arisha set it off. She set it on fire. All the poet, Cassie Renee, Taboo Hazel, recently got taken off the market. Damn it. And who else? Corey, what's the name? Corey Cuffey? Is that the name, Mel?
Corey Cuffey.
Yeah. My twin brother. I'm just a little taller than him. And a bunch of other artists. And I can't. Oh, yeah, I Am Levin. Look out for Levin. You know, he's a good brother. But we definitely had a blast, had a good time. And shout out to Miranda for organizing it and allowing myself and House of Harley Talk Radio and the crew to come and put on a good show. And we're going to be continuing to do these things, you know, as we progress. So we're very thankful, very grateful to be able to do these special events, and we're going to press on and we're going to keep doing special events. So be looking out for us. That soon. Also, our sponsor is QFashions.com. Said, brother, that suit got dog hair on it. You know, go and go LaceyQFashion.com and go and get yourself a nice suit. You get you a one button suit, no button suit. You can get you a nice suit. You can get you something. You get yourself anything. So just go there and check it out, LaceyQFashion.com, and check it out right there. We're gonna take a little break. I don't know, before, you know, see we get some other people to call in. And I'm starting a little segment called I'm gonna start a little segment that's called "The Song Gone the Wrong Way," and this segment is like songs that, you know, that might be in church, that might be R&B, you know, rock, you know, songs that we love growing up or we've heard. And this segment of the show is called "Songs Gone All the Wrong Way," and this song is you know that song, y'all, that goes you know that song that goes "The Spirit of the Lord is Here."
Yeah, I know that one.
Y'all there, Mel, Jazz?
Yeah,
I know that song.
Yeah, I love that song too. But this song went way left at the church. They really thought they were doing something. So this, I'm gonna have to, like, get some like little background music for this. But this song is "Spirit of the Lord Gone Wrong." Y'all know this song just went way wrong, way left, and they just butchered this whole song. That's enough of that. "Spirit of the Lord" just went way wrong. They need to sat down with that one. Y'all should have saw the video. That joke, those jokers thought they were jamming, boy. But they just totally went way wrong with that song. So if you like to submit, like if you sitting at church or you sitting somewhere and somebody trying to sing a song and it went way wrong, send it to houseofharleytalkradio@gmail.com. We'll play it, you know, and we'll embarrass somebody. But anyway, we're back. Did you like that, Mel?
You know what? I'm tone deaf, but I heard those bad keys from the beginning. So I have to say that was pretty bad.
That was really bad. That was really bad. But songs that go wrong, that's what we like to do. But tonight, you know, we're having Battle of Sexes. I'm going to try something, and I didn't get to post this. Maybe I can try to post this, and maybe somebody will call. You know, I don't know if y'all got y'all little questions together. But, you know, we're trying to do a little Battle of the Sexes type thing. Something like questions. We're going to have a little fun. I know we were kind of arguing back and forth and everything. So we're going to try to see if we can get, like, at least one man and one female to call in to do, like, a little Battle of the Sexes game where we ask little trivia questions and stuff like that. You know, just have a little fun with the rest of the show. I'm going to try to see. I don't know. Oh, that's Muriel. Okay. Who else did we? Oh, this person right here. House of Harley Talk Radio live on air. Your last four is 2356. House of Harley Talk Radio live on air. Last four is 2356. Yeah, you. Hello? It's your turn. Oh, I guess you don't want to talk. Hold on. Are you there? No. Okay. But anyway, we'll continue the conversation. So Jazz, we had a little nice little conversation. Like, we had like a pre-show conversation, and we were talking about men and women and all that other stuff. You still there, Jazz?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Okay, why are you getting all quiet?
I'm not quiet.
Oh. So you know, we had like a pre-show conversation about, you know, men and women and all this other stuff. And let me ask you something, Jazz and Mel. Like, you know, it's like when it comes time to make sacrifices for the family, are you okay with making, like, certain sacrifices for the family? Like, whether it means, like, you know, you have to put your goals and needs off, you know, to meet the needs for the rest of the family. Are y'all okay with that?
Of course. That's what we do every day as women and mothers.
That's exactly what I told you. That's what I told you yesterday.
I see. I need some. I know there's some women out there that are like, hell
see,
no.
You need some
my goal.
Jacked up women.
I know they're out there.
Women on a call.
I know. Because
you have
there.
Two strong, educated women on the line now. That's just not gonna play your game.
I need to find me that ratchet woman. You know that. You know, so we can have that you know, that different opinion. We need that on this show, because y'all agree almost too much.
But you know, but ultimately, that's what mothers do. That's who we are from the time that we find out that we are with child, and the entire time that we are mothers, we put ourselves second.
Ah.
You know, I mean, of course, yeah, of course, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I mean, of course, there are exceptions here and there. But that's the way God built women. That's the way God built mothers.
Isn't that what
I see a flaw. I see a little flaw about what you just said just now. And I'm going to pull it out. The flaw is that you talked about being a mother. What about being a wife? Like, you know, it's like, you know, the man shouldn't be the only one that makes the sacrifices in the family. What about when it comes to, you know, making sacrifices as a wife? For your husband.
But see, that's what I had discussed the other day is that if we already doing it for our children, if we have that strong backing of a strong man, then of course we'll do it for him too, because if he's bringing home, you know, X amount of money and he's supporting his family, like, he should be supporting his family. Of course, we'll go ahead and sacrifice for our husband, you know, or our boyfriend who's taking care of his family, you know, whatever. But I mean, like Mel has said, and like I said before, if we already take care of our children, and we sacrifice so much for our children, we want the best for them. We kind of put ourselves on the back burner. We'll do the same thing for a man.
Right.
And truly, and just to throw my little two cents into that, which I agree with you 100%, Jazz. Again, me being such a person, I may not always be agreed with, but it's what I believe, that in marriage, if you are spiritually married, then you automatically sacrifice and give for each other, because the definition of marriage is actually service. You're there to serve your partner. He's there to serve you, and you're there to serve him. And if you're spiritually connected, then you do it with, I hate to use this word, but you do it with ease. It doesn't mean that marriage is easy, but it's easy to put your partner's needs ahead of your own if you're doing it the proper way.
Right.
Okay. That's good stuff. Oh, hold on, Ken. I don't want to be live. Well, we got about 60 seconds before the live show is over. You know, you guys out there that was listening, I hope this subject or this conversation/debate has helped you in any way. So, you know, continue listening to House of Harley Talk Radio. We come on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. You know, if you guys are out there, you know, you're trying to look at Empire, just DVR it and watch it tomorrow. Catch it online. You know, and like I said, we're going to be doing a lot of different things out in the community. So you definitely want to look out for us. So continue listening to House of Harley Talk Radio. You can also listen to the archive shows tomorrow. This show will be archived by tomorrow. And you can check it out, listen to it. Be listening out for us, House of Harley Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. House of Harley Talk Radio, thank you for listening. And check us out next week. How's it going? Radio. House of Harley Talk Radio. We're in the podcast version. And we're probably not going to stay on much longer. We just want to make sure that we got all our callers through. Ken, did you have anything?
Well, Muriel has a comment if nobody has one.
Oh, yeah, let me bring him up. He's here. Yeah. Go ahead. Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark, there you are. Hello, Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
We can hear y'all. Yeah.
I was just stating that a lot of times as men, we leave the women no choice but to sacrifice for the family because we disappear. So, you know, and then when you get that coupled with the fact of a woman having to struggle, become independent and be successful, and then run up on someone else who wants to be there, that man has to pay for the sins of the ones before him, and it becomes one of those things where they have a hard, the women have a hard time submitting to a good man because of the fear of what's happened before. So that's all I had to say about that.
Okay. That's all good. Ken, you have
something? Just very, very good topic tonight, team. We talked about a lot of things, and I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed, and I had to take a little understanding away from it. I took something with me. So, ladies, thank you for sharing. My co-hosts, you guys are really on point with some things, and Shay and I are going to try to do better. Thank you for sharing. We're going to try to do a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I like these conversations where we talk about men and women issues. We really didn't get into it like I really wanted to, but we did touch on some points that were important. I'm not saying that I am angry or I hate women or anything like that. I just think that it's good to have these kind of shows to kind of talk about, you know, men and women issues when it comes to relationships because, you know, like I said, you know, when we talk on the side, it's like some of these problems that we have, we don't talk about them, you know, face to face and one on one or try to resolve them, you know, because if I can just help one of the goals of this show is if I can just help, you know, one person or one couple, you know, stay together or, there's men out there that are having these issues. And they feel like they're the only one, you know, and you're not. And, you know, I want these men out here to you know, let them know that, you know, talk about your issues. Talk about your – resolve them. Don't bottle them up, you know. And ladies, hear your man out, you know. I hate when I see people, you know, especially in marriages, I hate seeing them get divorced. And I know you're not going to stop all divorces, but I like these conversations because – they need to happen, you know, and there needs to be a discussion, you know, because when you know that you're not the only one that has an issue, you know, then you'd be like, okay, I know it's a problem and we can talk about it and we can resolve it. And, you know, I just want to talk about these issues and get some, you know, help for people that might need it out there. So, you know, I know Mel has a superhero husband, you know. I know, you know, Jeff. But we love you. Anyway, I ain't going there. I ain't going to do that to you. But you know, we're all learning, you know, and you know, definitely enjoy the show, enjoy talking about it. Mel Jazz, y'all have anything?
No, I'm good. I had a great show. I like the differing viewpoints, and I think it was a really good show.
Okay. Jazz?
Same here. It was a good show, very good show. Kind of like the differences that both of us have, and we can come together and talk about and discuss it.
Okay. That'll work. So that'll do it. You know, we're going to end it right here, House of Harley Talk Radio. Tune in next week at 9 p.m. Also coming up in February, we're going to have the Hat and Bow Tie Luncheon. Congressman Clyburn is going to be the keynote speaker at that. That's going to be at Byway Baptist Church. I forget what time. I think it's like 5 or 6. Is it 26? 2 to 6. Okay, yeah. And so, you know, check us out there. We're going to be doing a live show there. And, you know, definitely look out for that. Tickets are $20. You know, if you want to check it out, check us out there. And like I said, listen to House Harley Talk Radio. Look out for the next subject. And, you know, we'll come to you live. And we'll be ready to go. House of Harley Talk Radio, let's go.